And Bert was in charge of the apprentice school, was he?
Yes, Bert was in charge of the apprentice school.
And a few people have talked to me about Bert, and they've told me about an infamous steel cube that he used to like to use on the new apprentices. Were you ever subject to the steel cube test, and can you explain what that was?
The steel cube was known by all. You had to create a perfectly square, I think it was 2-inch cube, out of a piece of square bar, which was 2.5 inches by 2.5 by 2.5. And the only things you had was a hammer, a chisel, a file, and you had to make your own scraper. Most of us didn't know how to use a chisel. Bert showed us, and then we proceeded to have very large knuckles because we kept missing the chisel with the hammer. I think I must have made 4 of these cubes until I got it right, because if it was more than 2/1000ths of an inch out of square, then you had to start all over again. You certainly didn't want to go through that process again.
And how long would that have taken to reduce the size of that cube? Are we talking days?
No, I think, if I remember rightly now, it took weeks, because in the apprentice training school, we were in fact having lessons in the training, lectures as well in the training room, and being shown other things. And we were only let loose on this cube when we'd done a certain amount of training. But I look back and I think that must have taken me about a month, I think, to get the one that really worked, was really square. And then I don't know what happened to it after that.
It wasn't something that people carried round as a kind of badge of honour. Look at my cube. I heard that once Bert melted down someone's cube that they were quite proud of because he needed a bit of steel.
he probably could well have done that, yes.
So you were mentioning the apprentices' school. What were the kind of things that they taught you in the school?
The first thing you have to learn in engineering is how to, on the safety side, like files, you must have a wooden handle on the end of the file so that you don't cause injury to yourself. So there was quite a lot of safety side to the training in the early days. But I must admit I can't remember too much, but I can remember rejoicing when I left there.
So you had these classes for how long throughout your apprenticeship? The first year?
First year was very intensive training.
And then after that, you'd be let loose on the shop floor, is that right?
Well, you'd be let loose with somebody who was a trained engineer, and you would assist him through the process of machining or building the plant. If you were in the machine shop, you would have an extra 50% of the time to actually undertake a machining exercise. But everything was heavily inspected as well. So in the early days, we got a lot of rejections as well. But yes, you did the whole of your apprenticeship under some form of supervision. Obviously, as you got into the round 20 mark after about 4 years, there wasn't so much supervision at all. In fact, you used to go away on jobs and do some installation as well in those days. We used to think we were cheap labour, but when you look back on it, it was well worthwhile.